This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Monday, February 20th, 2012. Happy President's Day to everybody. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's S-T-U-D-I-O at sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today, as always. Got to start again right at Madison Square Garden, where the defending champion Dallas Mavericks go into town to Madison Square Garden for what a lot of people said would be the real test for the Knicks. Could Jeremy Lin really play? And again, here come all the late people jumping on the bandwagon, but the Knicks 104, the Mavericks 97. Jeremy Lin 11 for 20 from the field, 3 for 6 from 3-point, 28 points, 14 assists, 4 rebounds, 5 steals, yes, 7 turnovers, but again, this kid played 45 and a half minutes yesterday, and if you watch him play, all he does is attack the basket. Reminds me, in terms of possession of the ball for his team, going back to the 70s and Tiny Archibald, this guy handles the ball all the time. He's not Tiny Archibald, but he handles the ball all the time. He runs the pick and roll as good as anybody in the NBA. Jason Kidd even said he reminds him a little bit of Steve Nash. And again, everybody's saying, oh, it's only 2 games, it's only 4 games, it's only 8 games, it's only 9 games. Again, this guy has such vision, such an ability to go to the basket, absorb punishment, take a beating. I thought over the weekend he didn't even get all the calls he should have got. They had a terrible loss the Knicks did against New Orleans on Friday. And I give New Orleans some credit. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They played very well in that game. But he had what could be considered a bad game, I think, for maybe the first time. But he bounces right back. You know, Jason Terry has some kind of veiled negative comments about Lin after the game. I think these guys just don't get it. If you watch him play and don't understand what he does as well or better than anybody already, then you don't understand basketball. He's a point guard, and a point guard with a brain, and a point guard who makes everybody better. Steve Novak off the bench, 14 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, he's running pick and rolls with guys like Tyson Chandler and Jared Jeffries, and they're scoring. What do you need to know? And in terms of can he do it and how will the league react, if you don't understand, all you need to do is look at what Dallas did at the beginning of the game. You think they were going to let Jason Kidd check Jeremy Lin? He's got no chance to guard Jeremy Lin. None. Kidd's too quick. So they opened the game with Sean Marion on him. And that, to me, is the ultimate compliment. That's all you need to know. Can he play in the league? They put Sean Marion on him. I think they said, you know, Sean Marion is guarding point guards like John Wall and Ricky Rubio. You don't think Jeremy Lin can play? So it's interesting now. People are kind of coming over this John Barry on ESPN. Oh, I'm all in now. Yeah, big deal. Didn't quite buy it at first. Even Jeff Van Gundy, I'm surprised. Oh, you got to wait. You got to wait. No. This kid is a brilliant basketball mind. Forget Harvard. He's a brilliant basketball mind. He sees things that other people don't see. He has the ability to get the ball to guys in places where they have to score. And now the Knicks add J.R. Smith, who came in his first 3 shots, 6 for 16, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Guy got off a plane from China and played 30 minutes. Novak was unbelievable, and I'm a guy who thinks in the playoffs, Novak is a guy who's going to get shut down because they're not going to leave him alone. But in the heat of battle, you kind of collapse on Jeremy Lin. You want to make him get rid of the ball, but when he gets rid of the ball, Novak's shooting open threes. Stoudemire and Chandler are getting dunks. Landry Fields is a different player now. You saw Landry Fields last year, the beginning of the year. He was great. Then Carmelo came, and Landry Fields disappeared. Yesterday, Fields 6 for 12, 13 points. I mean, they have a very good team now. Carmelo is supposed to come back tonight. We'll see how that works out. I don't think it's going to be a problem. Again, at the end of the day, your point guard runs the show, not Carmelo Anthony. His days as a point forward, as they were, are over. And everybody's talking about now when J.R. Smith is here and Stoudemire is here and Anthony is here that Jeremy Lin's the fourth offensive option. You guys are out of your minds. including Magic Johnson, if that's what he really thinks. I can't believe he said that the other day. He almost changed it a little yesterday after the Laker game. This kid's not the fourth option. He's got the ball in his hands 90% of the time when he's on the court. He does what he wants, but he's smart enough to do what's best for the team. So yesterday, 20 shots, yeah. Some days he'll get 10, some days he'll get 20. But 28 points, 14 assists, even with 7 turnovers, I think you can live with that. Now, does he have to cut his turnovers down? Absolutely. But he's always trying to make a play. And he's got no fear, and he takes a beating. Yeah, he's 6'3", 200 pounds, and he's strong. So, again, playing against the Asian stereotype. And I think there's a lot of that here, too. You heard Floyd Mayweather and the stupid things he said. Cedric Maxwell up in Boston, stupid things he said. Jason Terry yesterday, the stupid things he said. Oh, if you get that many minutes, you're going to put up numbers. Yeah, I don't think so. You need a base level of talent to do what Jeremy Lin has done. And I think most people are now finally seeing it. Took him a while. I think other than an injury, this kid's going to be a 10-year player in the NBA. I don't think there's any doubt. The things he does, you can't teach. You can't teach that ability to see the floor. You can't teach that ability to make the right decision. You can't teach that ability to get beat up going to the basket and have the strength and athleticism to still get your shot and make it. This guy gets a lot of three-point plays. So this is no accident. This is no freak show. This is no flash in the pan. It might be once in a lifetime, because I don't recall anything like this. I think the best analogy I've heard is Kurt Warner in the NFL. But it's virtually impossible to do this on a basketball court. Only 5 players, hard to get an opportunity. And they had a very interesting 30-minute interview on MSG. If you get MSG across the country and they show this again, Jeremy Lin to the point, you can tell this guy's been raked over the coals in the past. And he absolutely said, you know, but he says it so nicely. He absolutely said there was a negative because he was an Asian and people looked at him differently. Absolutely. I have no doubt that's true. But he's doing everything right. He's a bright kid. He's handling it on and off the court. But there's a big upside to this Knicks team now because they're a team. And, again, they've got a point guard with a brain. Yesterday, Tyson Chandler, 14 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks. Fields, 13, 4 rebounds. Stoudemire, 11 and 7 rebounds. Stoudemire, in the athleticism of this team, when you have J.R. Smith and Chandler and Fields and Lynn and Shumpert, another good athlete, when they're on the court, Stoudemire is not up to their athleticism. But he's still a big contributor. 11.7 rebounds for Stoudemire yesterday. The Mavericks, I thought they played well. They came back and they took the lead early. They took the lead later. But the Knicks were just able to come back. Nowitzki, 11 for 20, 4 for 5 from 3, 34 points, 5 rebounds. Sean Marion, who had his hands full with Lin, 14 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Vince Carter isn't what he used to be, 9 points in 25 minutes. Haywood, an okay big man. The difference between Haywood and Tyson Chandler is night and day from looking at a championship perspective. And Jason Kidd, only averaging 5 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds a game. Yesterday had 8 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. Jason Terry off the bench talking a lot, 5 for 13, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. A very good player, Terry. Still might be the best 6th man in the league. But again, the notion that they had something in the New York papers about matchups and they gave the matchup to Kidd over Lin, you can't even talk about it based on the way they're playing this year. And that's no knock on Kidd. He's a Hall of Famer. He knows. Dallas knows. They didn't even open the game on him. It would be like Derek Fisher trying to guard Lin. They have no chance. So Jeremy Lin, still the story. Carmelo expected to come back tonight against the Nets. And again, this all started when Jeremy Lin came off the bench and torched Deron Williams. So the papers, at least, are painting it as, oh, Deron Williams gets his revenge tonight. The Nets can't compare with the Knicks. You know, Brook Lopez, the Nets center, came back yesterday. He broke his foot in the preseason. But he's not going to play tonight. because I guess the net theory is let him play yesterday, don't have him play back-to-back, so he's just coming back from a foot injury, which is understandable. But Linsanity continues. It's not a fluke. I've got a couple of articles up online about that. Again, if you watch him play and know what you're watching, you see right away what this guy can do. Is there jealousy all over the country? Absolutely. Are there going to be a lot of people who say, flash in the pan, can't do it, give it time? Absolutely. But what this guy has, you can't teach, and it's not going away. The only thing I think might go away is his shooting is unbelievable. Not his foul shooting. His regular shooting is unbelievable. And the word was he couldn't shoot that well. He's made a ton of big shots. But even if that comes down to earth, even if this kid goes 15-7, which would be low numbers for him now, very low numbers, he's still a good NBA point guard. So understand what you're watching while you're watching it. And I don't know if this gives hope to every bench warmer in America. Maybe it does. You have to think now people might look a little differently at the NBA and every level at the guys on the end of their bench. Maybe I got a guy here who can play and I just don't know it. I would think this is going to lead to other people getting chances. Obviously, I don't think there are many Jeremy Lins out there, but I'm sure there are people who have been passed over in the past at every level. Pro, college, high school, minor leagues, youth leagues, elementary school. You know, a lot of people put you in the box, and it's hard to get out of that box. But Jeremy Lin certainly has gotten out of the box, and he's the biggest story in the country, if not the world. Amazing as that sounds. I mean, here's a guy who has to request that people don't bother his 85-year-old grandmother because the media is swarming all over her in China. I mean, come on. But stripped away, huge win for the Knicks. Now, look, the Mavericks, to me, they're the defending champions. They're not the Mavericks. You can tell me their defense is as good as last year. You're dreaming. I don't care what the stats say. If you come down the middle and Tyson Chandler is not there, it's a lot different. It's just a lot different than it was last year. Again, the reason the Mavericks climbed the ladder and how Mark Cuban didn't see this and re-signed Chandler is beyond me, but that's good for the Knicks. The reason the Mavericks climbed the ladder last year, they were always very good. They always had a Nowitzki. They always had a Terry. They've had a kid for a few years. They've always had those athletic guys. They've always been 7, 8, 9 deep. Lamar Odom, though, still lost. Why the Lakers traded him, I have no idea. Ruined the Lakers. But yesterday, in 20 minutes, only 2 points. 1 for 6 from the field. 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Odom's an unbelievable player, a matchup nightmare. But Dallas is now the way they were. You can tell me because they won the championship, they might be a little better in the playoffs this year than in the past. But at the end of the day, they're what they were always were. They're that athletic, talented, got a superstar in Nowitzki, but don't have the defensive presence. And, of course, in addition to Chandler, who I think is the biggest loss, is J.J. Barea, who arguably you could say putting him in the starting lineup won them the championship last year. No Chandler, no Barea, no championship for the Dallas Mavericks. Give the Knicks a lot of credit. They only moved to 500 again, 16-16, 8-1 with Lin in the lineup. Dallas drops to 20-12. Knicks 104, Mavericks 97. Another fascinating game yesterday. Denver goes to Oklahoma City to play the Thunder, and in overtime, the Thunder beat the Nuggets 124-118. If you watched this game or saw the highlights, I mean, it was just an unbelievable scoring output. Kevin Durant with 51, 19 for 28 from the field. Russell Westbrook with 40. Serge Ibaka with the rare triple-double that includes blocks, 14 points, 15 rebounds, 11 blocks. But Oklahoma City had to take it to overtime to beat the Nuggets 124-118. Oklahoma City now 24-7. Denver 17-15. Aflalo with 27 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists for Denver. Lawson 17 points, 7 assists, the point guard. He's a nice player. Andre Miller off the bench, 21 points, 10 assists. Again, Denver has a good team, but to me, not good enough. I understand George Karl's happy coaching a team with no superstars. But the notion that Denver's going to make a run in the playoffs strikes me as not realistic. Again, I think already it's down to three teams who could win the championship, Oklahoma City and the Clippers in the West and just Miami in the East. We'll get to Miami in a minute. In the last game before the All-Star break for the Knicks, they go down to South Beach to play Miami. That's going to be interesting. I think Miami will start Chalmers on Mario Chalmers on Lynn. But I'd be shocked if Dwayne Wade doesn't take a shot at him as well. But a huge win for the Thunder. Durant gets 51, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Westbrook gets 40, 9 assists, 4 rebounds. Durant also with 4 steals. And the Thunder in overtime beat the Denver Nuggets 124-118. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Think Fish with Frank Reese on Blue Zoo Radio, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. exclusively on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
These days, you hear them everywhere. Get out of debt quick promises asking you to call right now to solve all your credit problems. But please, listen carefully. Don't make a huge mistake. There is a better way. Trinity Debt Management. Many debt settlement companies have created a dangerous misunderstanding. Simply put, debt settlement often ends up destroying your credit and ultimately may lead to asset seizure and bankruptcy. There is a better way out. Trinity Debt Management can show you how to pay off your debt, preserve your good name, save thousands in interest, and in the end, actually improve your credit rating, not destroy it. Say no to debt settlement. Say yes to debt management. Trinity Debt Management. Make the right choice and become debt-free for keeps. Call 1-800-780-0646. That's 1-800-780-0646.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone.
Hikari, established in 1877 with more than 130 years of experience, is the world's foremost authority on aquatic nutrition. We know what it takes to offer you and your aquatic pets nutrition that can help them look their best and live a long and healthy life. If you're looking for the best aquatic diets for your hard-earned dollar, look no further than Hikari, the aquatic nutrition leader worldwide. For further information, visit HikariUSA.com and our direct link at BlueZooRadio.com.
You're listening to the SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-330-2345. That's 1-800-330-2345.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you have a car, truck, or SUV, you could stop paying for all covered repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny more than you want for repairs. Just call 1-877-246-0508 right now to see if you qualify. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Just call 877-246-0508 today and get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Phone lines are open right now. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-877-246-0508 to get your car protected today. Call 877-246-0508. That's 1-877-246-0508. Never pay for covered car repairs again. Just call 877-246-0508. That's 877-246-0508.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few more NBA games to look at. Matt, the Orlando Magic go down to Miami to play the Heat. And again, it looks like, I don't know what it is with the Magic. They're up, they're down scoring-wise. Sometimes they just can't score. Yesterday, 31 points in the first half. I know Miami can defend. And I know that Dwight Howard's looking for the door. But yesterday, 43-31 at halftime, Miami coast to a 90-78 victory over the Magic. Miami head and shoulders in the East. I don't think Chicago can play with them. Forget if Derrick Rose is hurt or not. I don't think anybody else is even on the radar. It's going to be an interesting game. The Knicks, when they go down to Miami this week, that should be a national TV game. I don't know if it is or isn't. We'll talk about it, obviously, later in the week. But yesterday, Dwayne Wade, 27.6 rebounds. LeBron, what can you say? 25 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 9 for 14 from the floor. Having an unbelievable season. Haslam off the bench, 10 points, 5 rebounds. I think they're going to start Mario Chalmers on Jeremy Lin. Chalmers yesterday, 31 minutes, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Orlando, again, they're a one-man show. Dwight Howard only had 12 yesterday. That's probably why they only scored 78. Redick was high with 17. But Howard, 12 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists. He only takes 10 shots. Ridiculous. 2 for 10 from the free throw line, obviously. In a big game, they're just going to foul Howard down the stretch. You know, it's Hack-a-Shack. It's the same thing. Foul Will Chamberlain. Goes all the way back for whatever reason. Some of these big guys in the history of the league just couldn't shoot fouls. But Howard really, you know, Jameer Nelson is a nice point guard, but not a great point guard. Turkoglu up and down yesterday, 0 for 4, only 1 point. Anderson has his moments yesterday, only 9 points. You know, Q Richardson off the bench. Jason Richardson didn't play. Orlando's in a heap of trouble. You know, I think they have to trade Howard before the trade deadline or by the trade deadline. I think they're going to get LeBron and get nothing for him if they try and ride it out and try and bring him back. But yesterday, the Heat show their dominance. More on the defensive end, again, holding the Magic to 31 points in the first half. Miami, 90. Magic, 78. Heat, 25-7. Orlando 20-12. A couple other games to look at. Lakers, a terrible road team this year. I mean, they're not the Lakers. Go to Phoenix and they lose to the Suns 102-90. Steve Nash, only 8 points but 14 assists. He's Steve Nash. Dudley, 25 points. Gortat, the big man, 21 points, 15 rebounds. I remember I interviewed Brendan Malone, the coach of assistant coach of Orlando last year, and he said Gortat was going to be a big-time player. He was buried in Orlando as Dwight Howard's backup. Grant Hill still doing it, 15 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Channing Frye, 13 and 6 rebounds. You know, Phoenix doesn't have a real good team. Nash is 38, still playing well, but Nash and Hill, you know, Michael Redd off the bench, 6 points. These guys have seen better days. But they do win yesterday. The Lakers, again, a terrible road team. You can understand when Lynn torched the Lakers for 38. I think the knowledgeable people did say, look, the Lakers are terrible on the road. I think the Knicks have answered a lot of questions by beating Dallas yesterday. The Knicks are for real in the not very good East. Miami head and shoulders after that, especially if Rose continues to have back problems. It's a toss-up in the East after that. So yesterday for the Lakers, Kobe 32, 7 and 5. What can you say? Still Kobe. 10 turnovers for Kobe, by the way. Pau Gasol, 17 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. I think Gasol's playing very well this year. And afterwards, if you saw the, it was kind of grainy video, but if you saw the video of Kobe afterwards essentially saying, look, I want Pau Gasol here, but if they're going to trade him already. It's hard to play with this hanging over your head, but he was good yesterday. 6 for 11 from the field, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 17 points. Gasol's a good player. Bynum, 16 points, 10 rebounds. That's the big three, but they've been getting little to nothing from Meta World Peace, formerly Ron Artest. 2 points yesterday. And Derek Fisher, of course. You know, I think Blake is getting the most minutes now, but, you know, the assists on the Lakers often come from Bryant and Gasol, not from their point guards, Fisher and Blake. So we'll have to see. Now, the Lakers are 18 and 12. Again, I don't think they can make a run as constituted. You know, they had that Chris Paul deal negated, and it's interesting because it turned the Clippers into a title contender, and I think it ended the chance that the Lakers had. Can the Lakers still make a run with Bryant, Gasol, and Bynum? Yeah, I guess they can. But they get so little from the rest of the team. It's like they're starting 3 guys. And 12 and 19, Phoenix proves that yesterday. Phoenix 102, Los Angeles Lakers 90. Another team having trouble this year, the Celtics. They go into Detroit to play the, believe it or not, red-hot Pistons. The Pistons at home bury the Celtics, bury them, 96-81, 55-42 at the half. Celtics giving up 55 points now. No Garnett for the Celtics. Rondo got thrown out stupidly. You know, you'd like to see Rondo be more mature now. He's been in the league for a while. Didn't get a call on, you know, a guy did jump on his back. Certainly could have been a call. Didn't get a call and literally threw the ball to the referee. Hit the referee. He might get suspended. He got thrown out of the game. Yesterday, the Pistons' total team effort. Greg Monroe with 17. Chancey Stuckey with 16. Tayshaun Prince with 13. Knight with 12. Jarebko, I haven't seen much of this guy. Watch him play. This guy, Jarebko, is a pretty good player for the Detroit Pistons. Jonas Jarebko. 13 points, 6 rebounds, runs the floor. Pistons move to 10 and 22, and I know that's not that good, but they're on a pretty good streak now. I think they've won 6 of their last 8. The Celtics just 1 game over 500. That means they're a half a game ahead of the Knicks at 15 and 14. Pierce, 18, 4, and 4 assists. Wilcox playing for the injured Garnett, 14.6 rebounds. Ray Allen only took 11 shots, a mistake, 13.6 rebounds, 4 assists. And Rondo had 5 points and 10 assists before he was thrown out of the game. Again, a big loss for the Celtics. Again, he might get suspended. I think he will, actually. You can't throw a ball at the ref and hit him. And that's what Rondo did yesterday. A few other games to look at quickly. Very interesting game, back and forth game between the 76ers and the Timberwolves in Minnesota. But down the stretch, Kevin Love goes to the basket on the final play of the game, gets fouled by Elton Brand, down one, with 1/10 of a second left. And you know what that means? You can't shoot the ball going the other way. So Love steps to the line, make them both, they win. Make one overtime, miss them both, they lose. And Kevin Love, 20 points, 15 rebounds, buries both foul shots. And he's an unbelievable player, Kevin Love. And Minnesota gets the win over the pretty good Philadelphia 76ers. Minnesota 92, Philadelphia 91. Timberwolves 15 and 16 in the tough West. Philadelphia 20 and 11 in the not-so-tough East. Ricky Rubio, 22.6 rebounds, 5 assists. Kevin Love, as we said, 19 and 15, not 20, 19 and 15 for Kevin Love, including the two game-winning foul shots. They actually held Love in check pretty well. Pekovic, the other big guy, has been coming on, 17 and 9 rebounds. J.J. Barea, 6 for 12 off the bench, 14 points. Minnesota has a nice team. Philly, of course, has a nice team as well. Jrue Holiday, a good point guard you don't know about. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Iguodala, the human highlight film, 13.7 rebounds. Lou Williams off the bench, 13 points. But not enough as Minnesota on a final second foul and two foul shots by Kevin Love beats the Philadelphia 76ers. Minnesota 92, 76ers 91. Just one more main game to go over. The Jazz go into Houston to play the Rockets. The Rockets playing better now. They beat the Jazz 101-85. I didn't think the Jazz were going to be good at all. They're still 15-14 in the tough West. Houston goes to 17-14. Kyle Lowry, another big-time point guard now, 32 points, 9 assists. Luis Scola, another excellent player, 26 points, 9 assists. Kevin Martin, the only other guy in double figures with 11. For Utah, Al Jefferson, another walking double-double, 23 points, 11 rebounds. Millsap, 22 points, only 4 rebounds, 1 assist. The Rockets, 101. The Jazz, 85. Quickly, just a few other games. Indiana buries the hapless Bobcats, 108-73. Hibbert with 18 and 14 rebounds leads Indiana. They go to 19 and 12. The Bobcats, 4 and 27. Cavaliers beat the Kings in an exciting game, 93-92. Kyrie Irving hits two foul shots late. He leads the Cavaliers with 23. Cavaliers, 12 and 17. The Kings, 10 and 21. And the final game, the Bucks beat the lowly Nets in New Jersey, Bucks 92, Nets 85. Iasova with 29 points and 25 rebounds for the Bucks, and Darren Williams with 26 points, 15 rebounds, 6 assists. Again, a one-man show, not surprisingly, for the New Jersey Nets, who do go into the Garden tonight to play the Knicks. That's your NBA stuff. Number of miscellaneous things to talk about. Carmelo Anthony is expected to start tonight for the Knicks. Tyson Chandler may not play because of a bad wrist. I think the key player on the team is Jeremy Lin. I know a lot of people don't believe that, but the Knicks are not even a team when he's not in the game. He played 45 minutes yesterday. You know, I think the worry is not can he play point guard in the NBA. Clearly he can. The worry is, are you going to run him into the ground? You know, early on, D'Antoni joked and said, I'm going to ride him like friggin' Secretariat. And, you know, that's not very funny, but he can't go 45 minutes a night. They may not win that game if he doesn't play 45 minutes against the Mavs. But we'll just have to see where his minutes are going to go. Football note, Wes Welker looking for Larry Fitzgerald money, $14 million a year. Not going to happen with the Patriots. You know, they might franchise tag him. They certainly need to keep Welker. He's the key. He opens things up for those tight ends. He's certainly the safety valve always for Tom Brady. I know Brady loves throwing to Deion Branch more, but Welker is just a huge part of that offense. So we'll have to see. I assume the Patriots are going to wind up franchise tagging him. But he certainly deserves his money. Another little guy. You know, you talk about Wes Welker. You look at you talk about Jeremy Lin. You look at guys like Wes Welker who have made it big, who kind of knocked around the league a little bit till they found a home with the Patriots. Now he's a superstar. And he is a superstar. Bunch of baseball training camps opening up today. Albert Pujols reports to Tempe, Arizona for the Los Angeles Angels. Hard to believe. The Red Sox open camp, and they had interviews with Beckett and Lester and Buchholz, all the pitchers. You know, that's really the key for Bobby Valentine, the new manager. Papelbon gone to the Phillies, 4 years, $50 million. Detroit actually favored to win it all, which is pretty interesting. But a lot of camps opening now in baseball. Brian Cashman stating the obvious, the Yankees opened, the Mets opened today. Cashman stating the obvious, we conceded the division in 2010. I'm not sure why that made headlines. Joe Girardi said at the time he was going to set up his pitching rotation, get his regulars healthy and rested. But he's right. If the new system with the two wild cards, which I, of course, as you know, don't like the wild card, but if you're going to have one, you might as well have two and let them play it off. If the difference between being the wild card and being the division winner is you don't have to play in the one-card wild card game, well, guess what? The Yankees in 2010 would not have conceded the division. They would have tried to win it. So, again, Brian Cashman stating the obvious. Still making headlines in New York nonetheless, but to me that's much ado about nothing. Everybody knew at the time that the Yankees were conceding the division. Joe Girardi said as much. But, again, with this new system, it'll change things. You'll have to play to win the division unless you want to put all your eggs in the one-game wild card basket. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7 online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
You want to put your nest egg somewhere where it will grow. Gold has given investors a 300% return over the last 10 years. You want an investment that's safe. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity. You want to work with someone you can trust. Blanchard & Company was founded over 35 years ago. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. You want an investment that's liquid in case you need your money fast. Well, Blanchard guarantees to buy back any gold you invest in with them at the current market rates anytime you want to sell. And you want someone you can talk to ask questions and find out what's right for you. Blanchard has set up a special toll-free line to give you a free one-on-one consultation and information with a gold expert. Just call 800-309-5530. That's 800-309-5530. For free gold information, call now. 800-309-5530. 800-309-5530.
Your Major League Baseball news when you want it 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at SupplyLineElectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Get your NBA news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com, your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Want to know what's going on in the world of professional wrestling and sports entertainment?
It's still real to me, damn it!
Join Paul Belfi and Mike Pitak.
You are a freaking lunatic!
Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for Pro Wrestling Insider.
Awesome!
On SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring buying with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. A few other miscellaneous things to get to. Daytona 500 qualifying. Carl Edwards gets the pole, averaging 194.738 miles per hour. That was the highest. Greg Biffle will be next to him. The other qualifiers are made in various races and trials during the week, but Carl Edwards gets the pole. Nobody's won from the pole at Daytona since Dale Jarrett back in 2000, so it's obviously it's no guarantee of victory, although, of course, you do want to start on the pole. A few other things. Lionel Messi scores 4 goals. We don't do a lot of soccer, but Barcelona beats Valencia 5-1. The second time Messi, 4 goals in the soccer game is just off the charts. This guy is obviously the 3-time FIFA, 3 consecutive years player of the year. Second time in his career he scored 4 goals. He has 27 for the season. Ronaldo has 28. He leads the league. In golf, in the Northern Trust Open, Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley, a local guy from St. John's from where I live, both had birdies on the 18th and final hole to force a three-way playoff. Mickelson, Bill Haas, who was the leader in the clubhouse, and Keegan Bradley in a three-way playoff. They started off on the 18th and they all parred. But on the 10th hole, Haas makes a 45-foot putt. Bradley misses for the tie. Mickelson in a bunker with no chance. Bill Haas wins the Northern Trust Open at Riviera Country Club. He's your winner. Mickelson trying to be the first back-to-back winner since Tiger Woods, like 5 years ago, I think it was. Very hard thing to do, obviously, in golf with so many entries. But it's not Mickelson, who's playing great, of course. But it is Bill Haas, who outlasts Mickelson and Keegan Bradley to get the job done yesterday. College basketball yesterday, a few top teams playing. Number 2 Syracuse goes down to Rutgers. Rutgers in New Jersey, Mike Rice has done a nice job then. I just don't know, again, if teams like Rutgers, Seton Hall, if those kinds of teams can get over the hump. Seton Hall having a good year as well. But Syracuse yesterday comes back to beat Rutgers. Syracuse 74, Rutgers 64. You know, what can you say about Syracuse? They're 27-1. They're ranked second in the country. They got a veteran point guard in Scoop Jardine, who plays 37 minutes yesterday, 17 points, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. Chris Joseph, another guy who's been around forever, 14 points, 5 rebounds. And this C.J. Fair has come on as of late, off the bench, played 38 minutes, 21 points, 8 rebounds. He's a big-time player, 6-for-8 from the floor, 8-for-8 from the free throw line, hit his only three-pointer. He's a big-time addition to get them over the top. Syracuse has a big-time chance to win it all. I think it's true that Kentucky and Syracuse are ahead by far of everybody else in college basketball. But yesterday, in a Big East contest, Syracuse 74, Rutgers 64. Rutgers only 12-15, but again, I think their coach is a pretty good young coach. A few other top 25 games to look at. Number 5, Duke goes up to Boston College in an ACC game and crushes Boston College 75-50. You know, Boston College not very good this year, 8-19, but Duke on the road, or frankly any team in college on the road, you never know. Duke 75, Boston College 50, Duke 23-4. And, you know, they've got that deadly shooting combination. Austin Rivers, 7 for 13, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Seth Curry, Steph's little brother, 4 for 8 from the field, 7 for 7 from the free throw line, 3 for 4 from 3, 18 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Duke, 75, Boston College, 50. Anderson at 21 points and 8 rebounds for BC, but not enough as number 5 Duke wins on the road. Michigan State vaulted into the top 10, now 5th, depending on what poll you see, 5th or 6th in the country. They beat Purdue at Purdue, Michigan State 76, Purdue 62. Michigan State actually has a one-game lead over Ohio State in the Big Ten. Brandon Dawson, 15 points, 11 rebounds for Michigan State. He's a good player. Of course, you know they have Draymond Green, an excellent player, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists. And they've got a very good team. They've got a great coach in Izzo. They move to 22-5. Purdue drops to 17-10. Purdue, to me, a bubble team. They're going to have to make a run now to make the tournament. Purdue is actually up 3 at halftime, but Michigan State wears you down, and they cruise to a 76-62 Big Ten victory. And again, impressive to me because it is on the road. A couple of other top 25 teams in action. Number 18, Indiana on the road at Iowa. They lose to Iowa 78-66. So Indiana, ranked 18th, will drop out of the top 20. Maybe they'll drop out of the top 25. And Wisconsin at home, where they're very tough. Number 15, Wisconsin beats Penn State at home. Wisconsin 65, Penn State 55. Wisconsin 19-7. Penn State, a bad year for them, 12-15. A few other miscellaneous things. We'll get to the NHL in a minute. Roger Federer beats Juan Martin Del Potro 6-1, 6-4 in Rotterdam to win the ABN AMRO World Tennis Tour. That's his first World Tennis Tournament. That's his first title of the year. He beat Nikolai Davydenko in the semis. That's his 71st career title. Roger Federer is still going strong. I don't think he can really win these majors anymore. And Victoria Azarenko won the Qatar Open. Of course, she just won the Australian Open. She's the number one player in the world now. She beat Samantha Stosur 6-1, 6-2. Azarenka now has 17 victories in a row. Again, she's the new star, if you will, in women's tennis. Want to turn to the NHL now. Number of games in the NHL yesterday. A few very interesting ones. You know, the Blackhawks had lost 9 games in a row, had fallen off a cliff. About 3 weeks ago, they were tied for the Rangers with 62 points, and then the Rangers had 79, and the Blackhawks only had 65 until the Blackhawks beat the Rangers the other day, and that seems to have catapulted them now. I think they're a very good team. Yesterday, St. Louis goes out to Chicago, but the Blackhawks, with Crawford in goal, beat St. Louis 3-1. Andy McDonald actually gives the Blues the lead, 1-0. But in the third period, the Blackhawks explode. Duncan Keith with his 4th of the year from Patrick Sharp and Patrick Kane. Dave Boland with his 17th of the year from Duncan Keith and Brian Bickell. And then Marian Hossa scores his 23rd empty net goal. Chicago beats the St. Louis Blues 3-1. The Blackhawks seem to be, you know, back in stride now. Probably the most important game from a historical perspective yesterday. San Jose goes into Detroit to play the Red Wings. The Red Wings had won 22 games in a row at home and were looking to break the all-time NHL record. The Detroit Red Wings did that. They now have 23 in a row. Detroit beat San Jose 3-2. Red Wings get on the board first. Henrik Zetterberg scores his 13th of the year. Drew Miller scores his 12th to give them a 2-1 lead. And I don't know if you saw the highlights of this game, but Logan Couture gets credit for his 25th of the year to cut the lead to 2-1, where the puck is batted around in front of the net and literally goes in off the back of the goaltender for the San Jose, Antti Niemi. Couture scores off the back of Detroit's goalie McDonald. I apologize. His 25th of the year, he gets credit for it to cut the lead to 2-1. Then Darren Helm scores what proves to be the game winner from Drew Miller, his 6th of the year, to make it 3-1. Patrick Marleau scores for San Jose late, but not enough as Detroit beat San Jose 3-2. New Jersey, red hot, kind of lost in the shuffle. The Rangers, the very hot team in the NHL. The Devils, also very hot, behind Marty Brodeur. They beat Montreal in Montreal 3-1. Zach Parise scores his 22nd. David Clarkson scores his 22nd. Matt Tiarimina scores his first of his career for the Devils. Max Pacioretty gets the only goal for the Canadiens. New Jersey 3, Montreal 1. The Rangers get, you know, it's interesting now. The Rangers in the Garden yesterday. The Knicks beat Dallas in the afternoon. The Rangers beat Columbus in overtime at night in the Garden. Again, the Garden, a hot place to be once again. And believe me, it hasn't been like that for a number of years. But yesterday, the Rangers beat Columbus in overtime 3-2. Columbus, of course, has Rick Nash. That's the big conversation in New York. Should the Rangers give up Dubinsky and a top prospect to get Rick Nash? Obviously, Columbus going nowhere. But the Rangers yesterday win in overtime. Brad Richards scores his 18th to give the Rangers a 1-0 lead. Artem Anisimov scores his 11th to give them a 2-1 lead. And then, of course, what happens with 1:33 left in the game? Rick Nash scores his 19th goal of the year to tie up the game at 2, forcing overtime. But Derek Stepan scores in overtime 22 seconds in, his 12th of the year, to give the Rangers the 3-2 score. An interesting thing happened in that game. It appeared that the Rangers, that Michael Delzato had scored with 0.1 seconds left in the period, but they went up, and apparently, I guess there were two different clocks. I never knew this. Clearly on the clock you saw at the Garden that they transposed onto the tape, clearly the puck went in the net with 0.1 seconds left, but apparently, believe it or not, I never knew this before, there's a different official clock/camera that the replay officials look at up in, I think it's up in Toronto, they look at these things, and the goal was waved off. So the problem with that, of course, is when you see a goal scored and then you see it transposed on the camera, you think is the official camera/clock. It's not. Clearly the puck went in on the camera from the MSG feed, but apparently, again, there's a different camera with a different clock. That is the official clock. So the Rangers, you can't say they were robbed of a goal, but I certainly never knew there were two different clocks, and apparently there is. But the Rangers come back. Columbus does get a point, of course, because of Nash's goal. And, of course, the Garden crowd, being the Garden crowd, was chanting to Rick Nash, "We don't need you." But I don't know if that's true. You know, the Stanley Cup is a different animal than any of the playoffs. Hockey is different. The 8 seed can beat the 1 seed. You got to have the hot goalie. Lundqvist has been pretty well rested this year, more so than in the past. Monty Baron has played well, other than that poor 10 minutes against Chicago the other night when Chicago scored 4 goals en route to a 4-2 victory. But you need the hot goalie, but you also need to score on the power play. The Rangers' power play has not been that great. Nash is a guy, and he's only 27, who not only could you get for a playoff run this year, but would be around for 5, 6, 7 years after that. Do the Rangers want to give up a true Ranger, if you will, in Brandon Dubinsky and one of their top minor leaguers? I don't know. At least what's put forth on talk show radio is you really don't want to hurt this core, but the question is, if you don't score in the power play and your goalie plays well, can you still win the Stanley Cup? I think Nash would put them over the top for this year. I really do. Rick Nash, an excellent goal scorer, and certainly is a guy you would want on the power play. Personally, I try and pull the trigger on a trade to get a Rick Nash again, because you're not renting him for the year. He's a 5, 6, 7 year guy. You'd want to keep him in your organization. He is a big-time player. He's only 27. Almost like for good measure, he scored the tying goal very late in the game against the Rangers. Yes, the Rangers got the win in overtime. But I think the Rangers should go ahead if they can and pull the trigger on the Rick Nash deal. But yesterday, the Rangers get the win. Rangers 3, Columbus 2 in overtime on a Derek Stepan goal, his 12th of the year. A few other games to look at quickly in the NHL. The Predators beat the Stars 3-2. Weber scores his 12th. Wilson scores his 12th for the Predators. For the Stars, Ryder scores his 23rd. The Winnipeg Jets bury the Avalanche 5-1. Kane with his 22nd. Little with his 17th and 18th of the year. Ladd with his 17th. The Penguins fall again, this time to the Sabres 6-2. Pominville with his 23rd of the year. Roy with his 12th and 13th of the year for the Sabres. Stahl with his 19th for the Penguins. Sabres 6, Penguins 2. The Wild shut out the Bruins 2-0. Cullen gets his 12th goal of the year for the Wild. The Ducks shut out the Panthers 2-0. Teemu Selänne with his 20th of the year. This guy's an ageless wonder. Unbelievable. And the Canucks beat the Oilers in Edmonton. Canucks 5. Oilers 2. Sedin scores his 26th of the year. His brother gets his 13th. Higgins with his 11th. Vancouver 5. Oilers 2. Vancouver at 38-15 and 6 overtime losses. Really exploding now. As you would expect, they're certainly a Stanley Cup contender. Your basketball tonight, I'm sorry, it's still led, in my view, by Linsanity. Nets at Knicks. The Nets are on Yes, the Knicks are on MSG, so if you get either one of those, and again, I'm told that's across the country, you can get Yes, the Yankee Network, and MSG, the network of the Knicks and the Rangers. That game 7:30 Eastern. The Hawks at Bulls on ESPN at 4 o'clock Eastern. Again, that's obviously a President's Day special. The Bulls, not the same team without Derrick Rose, who's missed 5 games in a row with a bad back. I don't think he's going to play today, or maybe it's a game-time decision. And then tonight, the usual Monday night TNT doubleheader. It's a pretty good one. The Mavericks go back to Dallas, and they host the Celtics. 8 o'clock Eastern, TNT, Celtics at Mavericks. Trailblazers out in Los Angeles to play the Lakers at 10:30. The Lakers, of course, very, very tough at home, not very good on the road. Hockey today, 1 o'clock. If you get MSG Plus, 1 o'clock Eastern, Ottawa Senators in Long Island to play the New York Islanders. And then 7:30 tonight on the NBC Sports Channel, the Washington Capitals go down to Carolina at the Hurricanes. That's 7:30 Eastern. College basketball, UConn having a bad year, at Villanova having a bad year, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPN. Texas Southern at Mississippi Valley State, 7 o'clock Eastern on ESPNU. Baylor at Texas at 9 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. And DePaul at St. John's, two other teams not having very good years this year, 9 o'clock Eastern. That's on ESPNU as well. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.